Don't take it so seriously.
Lighten up.
Trust the mystery.
Lighten up.
It doesn't matter anyway. Just enjoy your life. Get out of your way.
Lighten up.
Welcome to Lighten Up with Bonnie Wirth on Empower Radio, an inspirational hour of conversation and interviews to help you shift perspective and create balance between being spiritual and human. Now here's your host, Bonnie Wirth, on Empower Radio.
Lighten up.
Hello and happy day, sweet friends. I am, as always, incredibly grateful to you for tuning into today's show. We have been moving through an intense inflow of 2019. I would say the inflow of what 2019 has been, but the inflow of this of new energies now as we move into October. Isn't it crazy? I can't believe that we're having a conversation in October of 2019. It feels like this year of manifestation just started a couple of days ago. It definitely has been, you know, moving us through in a really intense, a really high vibrational kind of way. Over this last several months, I mean, as we look back from, you know, when I personally look back, I caught myself for a moment because I just had this moment of going, holy, when you look at it, this last 9 months that we've just made ourselves through, we really, we're doing a lot of personal life review. The universe was really putting us into a place almost as if forcing us to look at what is and isn't working in our lives, taking us through some very challenging times in order to help us to become better people, to become more expanded and more aligned to who we are, to that authentic self, to the core, and really moving into a place of not only within, this more loving presence, but really within our own divine power within the world. And again, when I use the word power, this is not a forceful power. It's not a demanding power, but it is a wholeness sense, an authentic sense, and in our own power of knowing who we are, being in our truth, and articulating exactly that in a way that is with kindness and love and not from an ego state of mind, but in working more aligned with the higher self. That's really what these last 9 months have been. And you know what? And it's worked. And we might be still in challenge with it. And it can feel like that in the midst of everything that we've been forced to look at our life from all angles, even though it's been challenging, it puts us into a place where, like, saying, and now what is my choice? What am I doing with my life? What is okay? What's not okay? And how do I invoke or intend for something different? And that's why you're tuning into today's show, because today we're talking about the right choice. Well, I want to say there is no such thing as right and wrong. There is only what is right within you. What is right for you? What is in the highest and best for you within your unique purpose, your unique journey or path within this lifetime? So the right choice is about the choice that you are making that is in alignment with the highest and best for you, not from a place of the ego state of mind, but from somewhere deeper inside of you, that authentic self, that little angel that exists inside of you and the angel that exists inside of me, from a place deeper and more profound within mission and purpose. That is where I'm talking about. So the right choice isn't necessarily what logic is telling us, and it is definitely what the right choice is not what's acceptable to other people. The choice that is right and best for us, regardless of what logic is telling us, and regardless of other people's opinions or perspectives. And that, my sweet friends, is not always easy. Excuse me. So when we look at life in general, life is all about choices. We are making choices every single day, every step of the way. From the moment we wake up in the morning to the moment we go to bed, we have had a routine of choices throughout the day. Very often, we don't stop to think about those choices. Part of it is just what's ingrained in us. It's how we've been living our life. It's the things we've been doing in and out of every single day. And what we're doing, you know, where we look at the things, you know, the time we wake up is a choice, you know, and we can have an alarm set, and every single day at 7 a.m., our alarm goes off and boom, we're up. So there's choices that we've made, and some of the choices are the things that we've just accepted, the things that we just allow to continue because we've never thought about making a different choice. And so the right choice becomes, okay, let me take a look. I mean, this is what the universe has been asking of us. Let me take a look. What other choices could I be making for my life? So what if you set the alarm clock for 6:30? What if you did? That little choice, and I'm using something so small and yet so relatable for all of us, that by just simply setting an alarm clock for a half hour earlier than what we normally do, what becomes possible? What extra time, that extra time in the day, what does it allow for in your life? So we look at what other choices can I be making, but what is this the right choice for me? And of course, as I said, that's why you're tuning into today's show. Decision making is probably one of the greatest things that can be so tough. When we need to make a decision, when we need to know what the right decision is, our ego wants to know so bad whether this is the right decision. Should I do this? Should I be doing that? Very often we seek opinions from other people, and God bless the people for their opinion, but it is an opinion based on their own bias and based on their own life as well as their own belief systems. And so seeking the opinion of other people, although it can be helpful, can be very disrupted to knowing what the right choice is for us as well. I know a lot of people in my life that when it comes to decision making, it creates an enormity of anxiety in their life, an enormity of anxiety. And you've probably tuned into my show before, or maybe you've heard me talk. And maybe it's the first time you're tuning in to my show. But one of the things we know about anxiety in understanding that anxiety is when our minds are caught up too far in the future. We begin to create stories and perspectives and formulate ideas around things that haven't even happened. And because there is so much unknown in terms of what the future holds, it impacts our decision making and it impacts our emotional body. We create more and more anxiety, which makes it even more difficult to know what is the right choice, what is the best choice. So as we progress, we know that, you know, so many of our decisions, there's so much of our emotion that is involved in our choices. And sometimes these choices that we have to make can be more than just what time it is we're getting up in the morning, that our choices we're making can be life-changing. And these life-changing choices are full of uncertainty. They're full of, I want to say, premeditated caution of the ego. There is the worries, the fears, the doubts, the things that begin to play out when these big choices are being presented to us. We can sometimes be presented with these choices during some of the most difficult circumstances in our lives. And in fact, that's where we generally find ourselves in, you know, when things are catalytic. Catalytic is where events and circumstances in our life are putting us into a position where we need to make a big choice, a big decision for ourselves, regardless if we know where it's going to go. And the pressure is on, and we're seeing that more and more. And you probably saw that over the last 9 months of your life, just in all the challenges, the uncertainty, the things that were bubbling up and coming up for you, where you're being put into a position of having to make some decisions and choices in the midst of trauma, in the midst of uncertainty, in the midst of very big struggle. And it's in those moments where our doubt, our worries, our fears show up. Because why? It's ego's job. It's a part of who we are. It's that very human condition of, you know, that very human self that shows up in those moments. But how do we know in those moments that we're making the right choice? Because that's where, again, our minds go crazy. They go into the scenarios, they go into the future, and they begin to buy into something that hasn't even happened. What can happen as well in the midst of some of these big challenges is the opposite, where we make no decision at all and we become very stuck. We become stuck in our lives. I've had many conversations with clients and within my coaching programs, as well as some, other close people in my life who have said they feel very stuck right now. They have no idea where they're going. They don't know what their next step is. They don't know. They don't know what the right choice is. They have no concept of what other possibilities there could even be. So it can be difficult, depending on where you are, in the moment of choosing and choosing something based on what you think you should do, or what other people think you should do, or choosing in a way that you can discover what is right and best for you. Now, many people around the globe, many people are in the midst of immense transformational times. We only need to turn on the media to see the interplay of things that are playing out, whether it be within financial structures, with political structures, within natural disaster, within, oh my gosh, all of those thousands and thousands of birds that died. We look to nature and all the impact of what's playing out and happening around the globe right now. And it's creating this massive energy, which can only be described as an intense grief of the collective, something that is so bigger and is putting pressure on us to make some new conscious choices for our lives, choices that not only impact or will have a benefit in some way of greater capacity to thrive and be well in our own lives, but choices that begin to impact on humanity, on the globe, in a way of rising or helping to move humanity from a point of crisis. And we're seeing that, we're feeling it, and we're recognizing it within our own little universes, and we're looking around, everywhere around us, where this is playing out and happening. And what is the right choice? What are the things that are playing out that we can have conscious control over, consciously choosing more? And how is it that we can shift and change some of the subconscious patterning to create something new and different and better, not only for our lives, but for everyone's life as a whole? There is a quote, which I love, by Roy T. Bennett. This quote that says, "You are not a victim of the world, but rather the master of your own destiny. It is your choices and decisions that determine your destiny." You see, the power is with us. You know, that's one thing about the ego. The ego fights to be in control. The ego fights. It wants to have the power. The ego wants to, it doesn't want to let go, right? It, that whole aspect of surrendering, of letting go, letting God, the ego goes, no, not for me. I'll decide. I'll be in control here. But what happens from an ego coming in, from a lower aspect of consciousness, and within the victimhood mentality, is that the fight and hanging on for control is about not changing anything, hanging on to what it's always known, where taking a risk or doing something different is not even in the scope of things. The hanging on and feeling as if in the same breath that they have no control at all, that there's no say, that everything is happening to them, that everything that is playing out in some way, someone is wounding them, hurting them, causing this to happen. And they get into the blame game. If it wasn't for this person, it wasn't for that, and it wasn't for my miserable boss, and it wasn't for my childhood, and it wasn't for this person and that person and this circumstance and that event, I wouldn't feel this way. My life wouldn't be this way. And so when we're in this state, it's where the ego is hanging on very, very tightly for control and not realizing it actually has greater control and greater power than what it is allowing itself to have. And it is in higher awareness and higher shifts in consciousness and a different perspective and understanding of life, where we recognize and see that everything on some level is happening for us, for our greatest advancement, for us. That when things are falling apart and in disarray, that it's just coming together. It's just the aspect of it's coming together the puzzle pieces no longer fit. And so there's a new picture that is looking to come together, new puzzle pieces that are forming to create in creation, in the manifestation of those answers to our prayers. And so I love what this quote says, this, we are the masters of our destiny, and that all of it is based on our choices, the choices giving us the power. What can I choose differently for my life? What is it that I'm being asked to choose in this moment? What choice can I make that's going to move me forward in my life? Is the choice I'm making a healthy one? Is the choice I'm making one that honors me? When we make choices and decisions, when we talk about this aspect of choosing, when we make choices that are in the highest and best, not from a place, from the ego state of mind, but from that place deep inside of us, that one that is in alignment with our source, and we choose from here, and we choose from there in those moments. When we make those choices, what in the highest and best for us, it is in the highest and best for others as well. That's what's so beautiful about it. When we're making choices from an ego state of mind and we're in the victimhood idea of things, we're making choices that are selfish, that are greedy, that are just concerning us. But when we make a choice of something that is right and best for us, when we're choosing from here, it is in the knowing that it is right and best for others too, that everyone involved will somehow or in some way be blessed as a result of this choice. And that's where we shift into. That's where we want to connect to. And that's where we want to start making our decisions and choices from, because of the impact of not only what it has within our own lives, but the impact that it can have for humanity as a whole. This last 9 months, I'll tell you, we have had everything in front and for us. Opportunities to choose differently, whether that be choices within our relationships, choices for our health, choices for our success, our careers, choices for our finances. We've had so many things which we judge or see as challenges that are being thrown at us in life, or have been thrown at us in life over these last 9 months, that depending where we are, it can feel like we've had no choice at all. But it is, that's not the truth. That's not the case. We've had, you know, it reminds me of the Wizard of Oz, you know, where Dorothy goes and she goes to meet the great Wizard of Oz, and the wizard says, or the wizard, I'm going to say in it, and she meets the good angel or the good fairy. And she says, you've had the power all along. That's just it. We have this power. We have this capacity to choose. Within the spiritual life, within the spiritual communities, and within some of the teachings and the things that are being offered, we hear a lot about free will, that we have free will, that God has given each of us free will in our life. We get to choose. Free will is just another way of saying the power of choice. That as human beings, where we hang on and feel like we have no say, that we get mad and have temper tantrums and as if life is doing all of this horrible stuff to us. When we're in this place, it can feel like we're not getting ahead and that we have no choice. But the truth is we have free will, and free will is the capacity to choose. We can choose to stay stuck, or we can choose to get unstuck. We can choose to stay in resentment and grudges and blame, or we can choose to forgive, to give for our peace, our happiness, to give for our prosperity, to give for the abundance, to give for something different and new within our lives. The only thing we can control are our choices. And it's always so funny to me how the ego has contrived this paradox where, you know, it's as if we have no control of our lives and fight to have control, to realize we've actually had the power all along, and that we can choose not out of fear of consequence, but out of a place that allows us to tread upon a chosen path. And yes, there are real things in our lives, things within our minds that we can't cope with. We can feel suffocated by the number of choices. We can get exhausted by life and what's playing out. And as I talked about, that air of anxiety that sits there, which can only be referred to as almost as choice overload. Choices can be overwhelming, but making a choice can become stressful if that's how we choose to approach it. So we can look at becoming more conscious in making our choices, in narrowing down some choices for ourselves, in eliminating a few things that don't feel right or best for us. And when we go through, you know, the confusion of things, we need to just follow a few things that day in and day out that can be like small choices we can make that can have significant impact on our lives. It's the small choices that matter. It's the small steps that start the journey. It's the small steps that initiate change. It's not the big stuff. I'll tell you that the universe can throw us some big stuff, especially if we haven't been choosing, if we've been kind of la-di-dying and taking our time and not paying attention and procrastinating and putting things off. There can be some bigger things at play where it's almost like a smack upside the head where the universe says, you know, are you ready? Are you going to listen now? It's time to make some new choices. Or we can enact upon those choices, small little choices every single day that can have a significant impact on our lives. Every choice we make makes us. Every choice we make creates our reality. Every choice we make contributes positively to humanity or negatively. The choice is always ours. We've had the power hour long. So one of the things in choosing is that we need to take a look at remembering our intention. What is our goal? What is the impact that this choice is going to have, right? Is this going to make a difference in my life? Yes. Is this going to make a difference in other people's lives? Yes. You know, we look at not only how it's going to serve us, but how it's going to serve others. Will it be a positive benefit in my life? Yep, absolutely. I'm going to make a whole whack of money. Is that going to make a difference in other people's lives? Well, no, they're just going to have to continue to figure it out for themselves. Wrong choice. So we look at how it is and what it is that we can choose and do differently that can be a healthy choice for us and will have a positive impact on the lives of others. We can narrow this down in terms of, let's take a look at our health. This is one of the things that has been very clear over the last several months where we need to begin. The guidance has been there, where the universe has been inviting, the cosmos have been pushing us towards making some new healthy choices for our lives. Our health. Without our health, we have nothing. Without these bodies for our spirit to drive around in or create in and to be in within this lifetime, without health, we are not of service to self. We're not in service to anyone. So there's been huge, huge guidance and direction in terms of the choices that we're making in terms of our health. Every single day, we have the opportunity to choose differently. We look at our health sometimes within the crises that begin, the disintegration, the dis-ease that begins to set in before we start catching on, before we start, you know, giving it some attention. This invitation in these daily choices become choosing to take vitamins every day, choosing to drink water, choosing to move our body, choosing to eat within aspects of what is nutrition for us. Every single day, we're confronted by choices, but these choices, not only in choosing to take care of ourselves every single day in that those small but yet significant choices, does it benefit us? Oh my gosh, absolutely. The cells of our body, they thrive. We're starting to create some, you know, accelerating within vibration. We feel better. We feel lighter. Our body's coming into a place of aligning with something, you know, aligning with its own self, aligning with health. Every small choice we make aligns our body to health. and we begin to create health. And does this affect other people? Absolutely it does, because we show up in benefit to others in a place of healthy, healthy in our body, healthy in our mind. And when we're in a place of health, by making those small, significant choices, we can be a positive contribution. They're no longer having to worry about us. They're not worried about us. We can inspire them based on the choices we're making. We can benefit others by us being healthy creates, and because we are aligning to health, the ripples of alignment to health become available for others to choose as well. We create the pathway, the doorway. So yes, even something in terms of health, the right choice. What is the right choice for me? I know the right choice for me comes down to three basic spiritual needs, which really become those non-negotiables. And for those people that, you know, coach with me and work with me, we really hit this nail on the head. Three basic spiritual needs: hydration, nutrition, and exercise. Those three choices every single day allows me to show up in a healthier state of mind, a healthier state of body, a healthier emotional state, more peace, more ease, more calm, more joy, more health, more wellness. And it allows me to support and help other people. It allows for me to show up with my gas tank with a full fuel tank, the more of me I have to give in help and in service to others. Three little choices every single day. Do I make those three single choices every day? Well, to be honest, I try my very hardest, but I do. They've become non-negotiables. I know the very things that I need to do every single day, what those right choices are for me to continue to show up in a healthy state of mind, body, and spirit for myself. And of course, in service for others and to others in amazing ways. I'm going to talk more about the right choice and how to help you tap into what that is for you after the commercial break.
Linda Ellerbe. Did you know that every 3 minutes another woman gets the news she has breast cancer? I got it 11 years ago, and I know how scary it can be. Everything your doctor says sounds like a foreign language. HER2-new, oncogene, aromatase inhibitor, ductal carcinoma in situ. What do these words mean? How are you going to decide what to do if you can't even say what you have? Please listen. As soon as you get your diagnosis, go to breastcancer.org. It's a special place on the internet where you can learn how to say all those breast cancer words and find out what they mean. At breastcancer.org, you can learn more about your particular kind of cancer and your treatment options, and get all kinds of other useful information to guide you and your family through this. The first place to go the minute you find you have breast cancer, breastcancer.org.
This is why you work so hard to pay the mortgage. Because home is more than four walls and a roof. It's that porch swing on a summer night. It's pajamas with feet, and everybody over for Sunday dinner. And that old stuffed chair in the living room you just can't get rid of. This is why you work a second job. This is why you learn to fix things yourself, so you can save on repairs. Because home is your place, your memories, your family sleeping in their own beds at night. And that is why we want to help. We are Making Home Affordable, a free government resource that can make paying the mortgage easier. And now even more options are available. Call 888-995-HOPE today. That's 888-995-HOPE. Or visit makinghomeaffordable.gov.
Good night, Mama.
This is why. Brought to you by the U.S. Treasury, HUD, and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Kelly Clarkson, and I've toured the country dozens of times, and there's one thing every state has in common: childhood hunger. The sad truth is that 17 million kids don't know where their next meal is coming from, or if it's even coming at all. Yet there are billions of pounds of surplus food around the country at farms and warehouses that could help end this injustice. But all that food is useless if it doesn't get where it needs to go. That's why the Feeding America Nationwide Network of Food Banks gathers surplus food and gets it to hungry kids before it goes to waste. but they can't do it without your help. Join me in supporting Feeding America and your local food bank. Find out how at feedingamerica.org. Together we can solve hunger. Together we're Feeding America.
To help solve hunger in your community and to find your local food bank, visit feedingamerica.org. That's feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Lighten up. Don't take it so seriously.
Lighten up.
Trust the mystery.
Lighten up.
It doesn't matter anyway. Just enjoy your life. Get out of your way.
Lighten up.
Now back to Lighten Up with Bonnie Worth on Empower Radio.
The power of choice. That's what we're talking about here today, sweet friends, is to recognize and know that we've had the power all along, even if ego has tried to convince us otherwise. I think in the realization, when we understand that we can choose, that permission that says, I can choose, I choose, I choose, I can choose. That in itself is such a powerful admission. And when we recognize and see that we do, it is our birthright. It's a part of our free will. It's what, you know, God granted all of us, as I said earlier, free will, or the freedom to make our own choices. And that's important for our ego. But, you know, what's also important to recognize is that the many people wait until the choice needs to be made. And sometimes they think too much about their choice instead of feeling into what is right and best. And of course, that's the conversation we're having today. So what is the right choice? Well, the right choice for me and the right choice for you can be completely different. There's actually no right or wrong about it. It's just what is best for you and what's best for me and what's best for others. And when we can understand that, that power to choose and that free will that's available, and we can give people space and allow them to choose in accordance what is right or best, we move out of judgment. And when we stop judging others for the choices they're making, we will then stop judging ourselves, right, wrong, good, or bad, for the choices we make as well. But I can choose. That feels so powerful. That gives back control to over our lives. It's like, wow, I can choose. Here the ego's been trying to fight and hang on to being able to be in control. And yet there's freedom, liberation in letting go of saying, I can choose. I can choose. I can choose what affects me. I can choose to not be afraid. I can choose to look at my mistakes as learning experiences. I can choose to be confident. I can choose to feel loved. I can choose. I can choose. Do you feel that? Do you feel that? The power of choice. So in choosing what is right, what is best, because we have what, you know, our choices, I say, are a result of what we're choosing consciously, but also what we're choosing subconsciously. And what's playing out subconsciously can be completely different than what we believe or what we're choosing consciously. Now, those subconscious patternings, those are things that come in terms of some of the karma we have, our belief systems that are at play, the things that are overriding what it is that maybe we're choosing consciously for ourselves. So part of the first step is to always take a look at what is underplaying, what's the undercurrent here, what is sitting at the core of your own soul, of that angel that's inside of you, in terms of life experiences, in terms of some of the contracts that are at play, in terms of the karma. We want to look at resolving karma. That's one of the very first things that I would say in taking your power, in the power to choose, is to tap into, you know, sit down and meditate. Do I hold karma with anyone? Is there anyone I still hold karma with? And if a person comes to mind, then take action. Is there some action there that you can take in terms of forgiving, in terms of apologizing? Ooh, those are big and really uncomfortable things, aren't they? But those are the two biggest indicators or activations in terms of being able to resolve the karma. When we understand that we have a role with each other, that good, bad, right or wrong, that there is something that is, there is an interplay. And when we consciously check into what sits there, and do I have karma with this person? Yes, I do. I know I do. And we know that because it's been a difficult or challenging relationship. So in understanding it, and then we say, what action can I take here? And it'll either be one or the other. Will either be the opportunity to forgive or the opportunity to apologize. Two of the hardest things for our ego, but the two most important things we need to look at doing. Forgiveness is about giving for, not letting the other person off the hook, not giving permission for it to happen again, but we give it, we let ourselves off the hook. We give it so that we can move forward to be liberated, to be free, to be at ease, to find peace within our own life, to release the energetic connection. That's really all that forgiveness is. It's the releasing of an energetic connection between a person, an event, or circumstance in our life so that we can be free. It's funny, right? The one thing we want the most is the one thing that we find so difficult to do. And we don't have to actually go up to the person and say, I forgive you. You can sit down in meditation. You can offer the energy of forgiveness. You can ask for reconciliation. You can ask for what it is to be resolved and dissolved between you karmically, because you have greater awareness. It is all possible. So it doesn't mean that we have to confront all of the people that have hurt us, all of the, that have caused us, challenges. It doesn't mean we have to confront the people we don't like. But we can do it through our own intention and from our own heart in order to clear and cleanse up any of those karmic imprints that are sitting there. And then anywhere where we've harmed someone, we can, yes, apologize. It is so easy to say those two words that say, I'm sorry. It's liberating for you. It's liberating for the other person. Whether or not they accept that apology, that's theirs. But for you to just speak those words, and if you can't speak it to the person and you're no longer in connection with them, or, maybe they're even on the other side already, the opportunity to intentionally offer the apology, the energy of love, to release the binds and ties, the energetic connection to that person, place, or situation, either by forgiving or apologizing. So we start there. We start there. It's the hardest thing. And I'll tell you, and if you've heard me speak before, or you've been at any of my classes or events, I do a little presentation always on this aspect of forgiveness. And it was what I was guided to do over and over and over again. And it was the one thing I refused to do, because I was very caught in my victimization, caught in my story, and was not going to offer that to someone who I didn't believe deserved it. Does that hit true for you too? It's not about them. It's not about them. And we don't need to put ourselves, confront someone face to face. It can be an offering that is made from one soul to the other. The spirit in me forgiving the spirit in them. Knowing that we're here as a part of this whole game of life together. Good, bad, right, or wrong. The next thing that I want to invite you to do in making decisions and knowing what the right choice is for you. And again, sometimes we're put into situations where we have to make a choice on the spot. We have no choice, but in this moment to decide and choose. In that moment, by simply saying, what is the best choice for me? Just pose that question. You invoke and call in guidance, direction. And whatever that first thought, that first idea, that first inclination is, go with that. That is your higher self speaking. That is guidance from the angels. That is the creator helping you to choose what is right and best, that's in alignment with you. When the pressure is on, pose the question, what is the right choice for me? And by simply asking that, it will drop in. It'll drop in. Ego will convince you otherwise. Ego will try to say, oh no, I shouldn't maybe do that. I don't know if that's going to work. Is that it starts the confusion. It starts to create and have this confusing conversation of should I or shouldn't I? Don't listen beyond that. Whatever drops in at that moment, ask the question, what is the right choice for me in this moment?
And in asking the question, it drops in. We are guided. We are protected. We are supported. And we need to understand that in those moments, we have more help around us than what we could see or even comprehend. What is the right choice for me in this moment? And follow through. Don't listen to the confusion of ego. Don't listen to other people saying, I don't think you should do that. I don't think you should do that. It's interesting because in counseling and working with one of my clients very recently, she made the decision to leave a 30-year marriage where she reached a point after a lot of challenges and a lot of hardships and a lot of things that were playing out and going on between her and her husband, that she reached her point where in the middle of this very moment where she went, that's it, I'm done. And she made the decision and she enacted upon it. And then everyone else in her life was saying, I don't think you're going to be able to do this on your own. With all of the health issues that you have, you're never going to be able to financially support yourself. Are you sure this is really what you want to do and you're not making a rash decision because, you know, you've never been on your own before? You don't have a job and you're probably not going to find a job that's going to support you. Do you hear that? Do you hear how the opinions of other people started to interfere on her knowing what was right and best for her in the moment, in that moment of saying, what is right for in this moment? What is right? My right choice. What is the right choice for me in this moment? That in that moment, it was to leave her husband. And then everybody else got in the mix of it to the point where it created so much confusion that when she contacted me, she says, I don't think I can do this. Everybody is telling me A, B, C, and D. I don't know what's right for me. But we go back in asking, what is the right choice for me in this moment? And if the choice that we're being given brings relief, it's the right choice. No matter what other people say, no matter what logic has to say, no matter the fear, the trepidation, and uncertainty, if there is relief in that moment, it is the right choice. And that's what I helped her get back to. I said, when you made the decision to end your marriage, do you feel any relief? And she said, I felt relief the moment the words left my lips. Then it's the right choice. And even though there's uncertainty about how the future is going to unfold and how she may be able to sustain things on her own financially and otherwise, that when we make the choice that is right for us in that moment, and that choice brings relief, all of the other details, we lift that up to a higher power. We lift that up to the divine. We lift it up and trust that when we are making the choice that is right and best for us in the moment, and it's bringing relief, that it is right and it is best, and that all the other details will get taken care of. You know, there is an adage that says, if God takes you to it, The adage that I want to invite forward to our conversation today is that God can never give us more than what we can handle. That's a farce. That's false. What I want to introduce to you today is saying that God will never give us more than what he or she can handle. Through us, it gets handled. Through us. We don't give away our power in that moment and say, well, okay, God gave this to me. I've got to fight for it. I got to figure it out. No. God says, trust in this moment of this right choice, the one that brings relief, and know that through you, this will all be handled. Do you feel that? Oh my gosh. So powerful. So that's in the moment. But then there's also about not making choices before we have to, right? Because we procrastinate as humans. Our little ego, we put off, we procrastinate, we sidetrack ourselves, and we get away from until we're forced to make a decision. But being empowered is about approaching those situations and circumstances before they become something bigger where we have no choice. So we can prepare ourselves to make those decisions. And preparation in making a decision helps us, one, to first filter out our preferences. We can make a heart-centered, educated choice based on some pre-chosen subconscious ideas. For example, what we can do is we can sit down and meditate on something. When we sit down to meditate, we go within. We go within to see what's there, to be with what's there, and to get clarity on what's there. Meditation is one of the, you can Google the word and you can see the benefits, the impact, the positive results that happen in people's lives because of this practice. Going within and being with what's there, being with it, gives us the opportunity to start to witness, apply some logic, have some conversations with a source that is higher and more powerful than our ego. You know, we can have a thought process in meditation. Can I afford to leave my job? How is this going to affect my finances? What other possibilities are there for me in this? We begin to have a conversation with ourself and ourself, small s and capital S. We begin to have a conversation with ourself, small s, and the divine and spirit. We begin to have a conversation in communion and unity with a higher power, that being God, creator, the all that is. We take time out to prepare, to take a deep breath, to place our hand on our heart, to hold the question, to meditate there, to be there. And then what happens is this gives us an opportunity to evaluate our situation, the outcome, the benefits, the ramifications, the time frame. The power of choice is important because it gives in these moments, because we can reflect upon things. The best way for us to grow, the best way for us to learn, to take on tomorrow, our short term, our long term. And then, of course, the last piece of it becomes the follow through. Following through, not just with our decision, but following through with what feels right. We pose the question. We pose the question. I'll go back to this one. Is it time for me to leave my job? Is it time for me to leave my job? I pose that question lots to the universe, and that's why I use it. Because at my old job, prior to doing this work and what I feel so blessed to be and in service, so humbled in service in so many ways, when you pose the question, is it time to leave my job, and you receive a no, don't leave the job. But when you ask the question, is it time to leave my job, and you get a yes, or the answer energetically feels light, you feel relief, you feel a sense of excitement, you have butterflies in your stomach, leave the job. But if you get a no, you might hear a no, you might feel a no, you might feel pressure or like you got kicked in the gut, it might feel heavy, then don't leave the job. But you need to prepare. You need to get yourself out of your head. Take a breath, meditate, get centered in your heart. That's why you want to place your hand on your heart, from this space of the I am that is inside of me, from this place of center, this place of love, not from my head, but in connection of the heart mind, to the connection to the divine, to the connection of my source. Is it time to leave my job? And we feel into it. If it feels light and it feels good, it is. It's the right choice. And then follow through with whatever it is, whatever that guidance, whatever the feeling. But don't get into the logic of your head. Stay here. Stay centered. Keep your hand on your heart. Stay with this. Engage with it. Engage with it. find out the game plan, follow through with that choice. It will affect you. It will take some time. But you want the power of choice is yours to keep. And so you want to be with this for a little while. You want to get all of some more information. You want to anticipate the future. You want to really feel into it so that you can make a conscious decision without feeling regret. And you choose this and you follow through with what is right and best for you. If it feels good, it is. It's good for you. It doesn't mean it's good for other people might not have made that choice, but it's good for you. You know, when I checked into this and I was following my heart based on this, what is the right choice around leaving my job? And I would get a no, no, not yet. Nope, not time. Nope. Energy was heavy. Energy was heavy. Energy was heavy. And so every day I went to that job and I prayed and I asked for, oh, can I please leave this job? Please. I need something more fulfilling. This is not, you know, oh my, I'm stressed out, maxed out, you know. And when the day that I got and I asked the question, is it time to leave my job? And I got a yes. Oh my gosh. It was a holy moment for me. It was a holy moment. Goosebumps and all. So find out, sweet friends, what is right and best for you. What is right and best for you, and follow through. In that moment of choosing and leaving my job, my husband didn't agree with me. He actually thought it was the worst decision or choice that I had ever made in my life, and the fact that he probably thought I had lost my mind because I was giving up all of the security, all of the financial stability, everything that was playing out or happening within our lives, in the life that we had known, in a life that we understood, in the life that we had planned, right? And that decision felt like it pulled the rug out from underneath him. But it was the right choice. Because had I not followed through with choosing to leave that job, I would not be celebrating 10 years in business, in the business of woo-woo this month. October is my 10th anniversary. My 10th anniversary of being in service to others based on the philosophies, the healing, the things that I've uncovered and discovered about myself and what I can now do in support and helping of other people. Humbled in service and celebrating, oh my gosh, the best choice and decision ever. People thought I was crazy. They probably still do, but that's okay. That's theirs, not mine. But when I left my job all those years ago, people were scratching their heads. What is she doing? Why would she do that? Benefits, financial security. She's lost her mind. And guess what? I had lost my mind, which means I had lost and healed and shifted through all of the subconscious beliefs that told me that I wasn't worthy and deserving and that it wasn't possible for me. All of the victimization, all of the mind that had kept me in suffering, the mind that had kept me stuck, the mind that had me caught up in resentments and grudges and impurity within my own thoughts, the mind that said I wasn't good enough, the mind that says a whole bunch of stories that aren't even true. And you know that mind because you have one of those minds too. And I did. I lost my mind. I lost my mind because I started trusting in the internal guidance, that connection to myself, to the one, to the source that said it was time to leave and it was the right choice. And here I am 10 years later, celebrating, rejoicing, and in awe of how that one choice in following through what was right and best for me, even though it wasn't right and best for others, and even though my husband was very angry, and even though people thought I lost my mind, because I did. But God bless that moment of losing my mind, because it is now within this place and space that I can celebrate and say it was the right choice. It was the best decision ever. So the right choice is not about what the logic says, sweet friends. The right choice is not about other people's opinions. It is not what's acceptable to other people. It's not, the choice is not about what makes them feel better or makes them comfortable. The right choice is always going to be the choice that scares and excites you at the same time. Because it's in that moment of choice, when we're choosing to do something, to follow through with something, and we don't know how, and we don't have the answers, and we're not sure if it's going to work, and we're scared, but we're really excited too about the possibilities. That's the right choice, because that's the choice that's going to allow you to grow, to evolve. And if you don't need to call on a higher power in the choices you're making, it's not the right choice. The right choice is the one that stretches us, the one that causes uncertainty, the one that invokes fears, the one that pulls up all of the beliefs that keep us in limitation, not to keep us in limitation, but the opportunity for us to shift, to heal, and to become something more, to become who we are, the soul made visible, the one that exists inside, a giving freedom to what is divine and right in each of us. So my sweet friends, I hope that helps you in making the right choice. Thank you so much for tuning into the show. God bless each and every one of you. Bye for now.